Well, with voters casting their ballots early, do debates even matter anymore? In 2000, 16% of ballots were cast before Election Day. In 2004, it was up to 22%. In 2008, 30%. And the projections for this year's pre-Election Day turnout are around 40%. But we're also hearing that voter registration overall has slumped. So we want to take a few minutes today looking at how early voting is playing out. Aaron Blake is watching the numbers for The Washington Post. He joins us from the Monitor Studios in Washington. Aaron, hi.
Good morning.
And we also welcome Naftali Ben-David of the Wall Street Journal. He writes about the impact. Naftali, welcome to you as well.
Thanks for having me.
And Aaron, I want to start with you. We know 27 states allow absentee ballots with no excuses. 32 states allow people to vote in person. Just tell us, how do you get your data and what is it telling you so far? It's early on, but what are you seeing, if anything?
Well, the data collection process is a very arduous thing. Most states don't readily post their early voting numbers online. I should note the party breakdown of those early voting numbers and how many people are voting. Those are not readily available. The good thing is that with the progression of interest in American elections, there are people who will sit around and basically call all these elections offices and get the numbers from them. So we've got a great professor at George Mason University who's putting together all the numbers from all the states and putting them on his website for everybody to use. His name's Michael McDonald, and it's called the United States Elections Project for anybody who's interested.
And what is he seeing? I mean, is there anything? It's so early, but is there anything you're seeing that's going against expectation?
Yeah, there's a few interesting things. It's very early in the process, and I want to stress that. But we do have some numbers from a few key states. In Iowa, for instance, there's about three times as many Democrats voting early as Republicans. In North Carolina, there's actually more Republicans voting than Democrats by about a 50-30 margin. And in Ohio, where early voting just opened up yesterday, we have some very anecdotal evidence of heavy turnout in some heavily Democratic areas, particularly in Franklin County, which is home to Columbus. So some kind of mixed signals right now, but on the whole, a little bit better picture for Democrats.
Well, we're going to get your further interpretation of that. But Naftali, I just want to bring you in to ask, do you agree with this assumption that there will be 40% of voters voting early? Because we're also reading registration is down, both because of the lack of excitement from 2008 is impossible to reproduce. But also voting rights experts are saying in Florida, for instance, some groups stopped registering because they were fearful of the severe Republican-backed voter registration laws that were enacted there. So just briefly, do you think this is going to be this huge chunk of the electorate?
Well, I do. I mean, the question about how many people will vote overall is a separate question from what percentage of them would vote early. And it does seem that we've come, you know, culturally to expect things to be a little bit more convenient in every arena of our life. And this has certainly been the trend in elections. I mean, it's just gone up every time. And I would expect that to continue. And it's really changing the way campaigns are run. I mean, you can't wait to the last minute to run a powerful ad. You can't, you know, wait to the last minute to try to have a strong ground game. Candidates visit states now, depending on when they're early voting begins. And so certainly the campaigns are expecting this to be a big part of what happens this time.
Well, as we saw, they did some of their sort of closing statement ads early on. They did their face-to-camera ads early on. A lot of speculation that those that are usually held for the end were done earlier because of early voting. But what else are campaigns doing with information that might come from knowing about early voters? That's Naftali Ben-David from The Wall Street Journal, Aaron Blake of The Washington Post. We'll talk more about the impact of early voting on presidential elections in this country. And by the way, let us know, are you early voting and why? Go to hereandnow.org or facebook.com/hereandnowradio. Back in 1 minute, Here and Now. Welcome back to our conversation about early voting with Naftali Ben-David from The Wall Street Journal and Aaron Blake of The Washington Post. Aaron, I want to bring you back in because you've been watching numbers, and I just want to ask, for those who don't have early voting, how does it work? Because we saw people sleeping overnight in Ohio to be the first to vote, but then in states where they have early voting, do the polls just stay open and you go in any day you want to vote? I mean, how does it work?
Well, it's a little bit different in every state. It's really up to the state. There are actually some states like Washington and Oregon that have basically all of their ballots cast by mail. But the two kinds of early voting that we're generally talking about are absentee, which is People request a ballot, it's sent to them, and they send it back through the mail. And then there's in-person early voting, in which polling places will be open for voters to come in advance of the election. And those will be open from anywhere from a few days before the election to a few weeks before the election. There are some states that have already opened their early voting places, like Ohio, you mentioned. So it's really up to the states as far as what they want to do. And there's definitely been a move towards more availability for early voting options in order to get people to turn out to vote.
And one of the big controversies in the time leading up to the election, of course, is the debate in the state legislatures about how much early voting to do, thinking that this it would impact the turnout one way or the other. You just mentioned to us some of the trends you're seeing, Democrats winning in some places, Republicans in other places where early voting's taking place. What do you make of that?
Yeah, not all early voting is created equal. Early voting in person will generally favor Democrats more, while absentee voting will generally favor Republicans. So, for instance, in Florida this year, we had a little bit of a situation where the governor and the Republican state legislature moved to reduce the number of days where in-person early voting would be available. Democrats cried foul. They didn't wind up being successful. But it just kind of shows you that politics, of course, is going to be involved in this process, and the amount of options that are available to people are going to affect which party has an edge.
And Naftali Ben-David, we know that the campaigns, you were just saying before the break, the campaigns adjust their campaign to reach these people. They put out different kinds of ads. But tell us more about how they are adjusting, knowing that people are voting even before the first debate, but also how they use the information they might get back from early voting data.
Well, yeah, there's a few areas where this happens. You know, this closing argument ads that you mentioned are really interesting. You know, President Obama has filmed a 2-minute one. Romney's filmed a 1-minute one. And these are typically things you see maybe a week before the election where they just look right into the camera and in as folksy a way as possible, they tell you, you know, why they think you should vote for them. And they did it, you know, now because they know that Election Day isn't a single day anymore. You know, it can be weeks. And so that's one example is the way ads are played out. The second is simply the schedule of the candidates. You know, we see President Obama and Governor Romney going to places like Iowa, going to places like Ohio, surely places they would go anyway, but now they're calibrated and timed for when early voting begins, and they very specifically, particularly Mr. Obama, exhort their followers to get out there and vote. Don't wait till Election Day. They mention early voting. And thirdly is just the ground game. You know, the organizations that the campaigns have on the ground in these various states are now geared not just to getting people to the polls on November 6th, but also to getting them to the polls throughout. And right now, this is an area where the Obama campaign is seen to have an advantage. Republicans say they're catching up pretty quick, but both campaigns are trying to get people to vote now and not just on Election Day.
Yeah, I saw a fascinating report on Scott Pelley's CBS Evening News last night. They talked about early voting in Ohio, and they spoke to one party official who said he gets the names, the data of the names of the people who voted. You don't know how they voted, but he gets their names. And let's say a name is Irish, he'll check which parish that person might belong to see if it's conservative or progressive to kind of figure out how they might have voted. Another official said if he has the names, it helps him decide where to put dollars. If somebody's already voted, well, then you cross them off your mailing list.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this sort of micro-targeting is something that's been going on for a long time in different ways, but now it's coming into play with the early voting. Both campaigns watch very closely to see who has voted, and they have an idea of how they think that person might have voted. Can't know for sure. And then they spend money and resources, you know, based on that. So, you know, as Aaron was mentioning earlier, numbers do come in. The numbers can be incomplete or hard to get or sketchy, but certainly they help give the campaign something of a roadmap about where they need to be putting in more effort in the weeks to come.
But Aaron Blake of the Washington Post again, does early voting change an outcome? Can you point to a case where, oops, we had enough in, we already know?
Yeah, there's actually been some elections where if you look at the Election Day count, one candidate would have won. But if you look at the early vote count, it was enough to swing the race. Particularly this happens out west where early voting is much bigger share of the vote total. Gabrielle Giffords, who people know for obviously the assassination attempt in early 2011, just a couple months before in the 2010 election, she actually lost on Election Day in the Republican wave. But because of the early vote in her district, because of absentee ballots, she was able to survive that election. So, you know, this is something that does matter. People who show up on the day of the election may have a different flavor than the people who will vote early, and the events that happen in the closing weeks of the campaign can definitely affect the votes that are coming in.
But Naftali,
I think that's a key thing. I mean, if something happens, let's say a week and a half before the election, that makes one candidate look really bad or really good, that used to be pretty decisive, and it still, you know, of course, has a big impact. But now, many people will have already voted by the time that happens. And I think one of the things you're seeing is that the Obama folks in particular are trying to get their people to the polls now, in part because they think he has an advantage. He's up in the polls. Maybe he won't be as much up in the polls by Election Day itself. So the extent to which they can kind of have a freeze frame and get the people who are now looking favorably on the president to the polls now, that's good for them. And so you see strategy based in part on where the candidate is at the polls at any given moment.
It's truly amazing. I mean, if you see the curve now, you know, it's gone from 20% to 30% to we're projected at 40% for this election. I mean, you know, elections could be over in June.
It's, you know, there are people who complain about that because they feel like Election Day is this hallowed part of our democratic process and our culture. But, you know, maybe we shouldn't be surprised because, like everything in our life, we expect things to be able to be done when we want them to be done, the way and the time we want them to be done. And elections is just joining that that category of activity.
That's Naftali Ben-David of The Wall Street Journal. Also, Aaron Blake of The Washington Post joining us to take a look at early voting. You know, they're off. It's underway in large swaths of the country. Gentlemen, thank you both.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, be back with the latest news here and now.